You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. It is an absolute pleasure to be on these airways with you again. How are you doing today? What is in your mug? I actually do not have a mug today. Surprise! And that's because I've been drinking my water and minding my business. But mentally and physically, I'm doing really well, if you can't tell. Today is a day in the life over on my Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, girl, what you doing? Get on over there. It's at Dr. Sita Hood, okay? Go follow me. Every Tuesday, I take you through my entire day from start to finish. We do a day in the life on my stories. That's it. That's all. You ever been to a house party that's pretty packed and you go and you ask the host if you can go to an exclusive part of the house, like use the upstairs bathroom or the master bath or something? And then the host is like, girl, stop playing with me. You ain't even have to ask. You know you can go upstairs. And you think to yourself, like, really, really briefly, so briefly, you probably don't even be, like, it's not an active thought. Okay, period. I knew I was VIP, but I just had to check. That's what we're talking about today. Access. But let me be the first to say, welcome to your permission era, honey. This era right here. Oh, it's going to hit real different, okay? Permission, because y'all know we like to define words over here. Permission is consent or authorization. And authorization is approval. And approval is to officially agree or accept as satisfactory. So really, permission is about what's okay for you to do and what's satisfactory. It's about your level of access as well. So what you're authorized or approved to do, what you have permission, what you have access, what you have authorization to do in your life. But let me ask you a question before we even tap into that. Why do we wait to live? Why do so many people wait to live their lives? A lot of times, I think it's because we're stuck in our past. People always ask, oh, why do therapists got to go back to childhood? And I get it. Like, some people are scared of getting caught in like toxic cycles of blaming a parent. You know, you might feel like, well, when, at what point will I take accountability or ownership for my actions? And so they don't want to get into the habit of blaming their parents for a pattern of behavior. But if that's you, I would say that two things can be true at once. And that could be that you struggled in childhood because maybe what your parent did was not the best thing for you. But also, it could be that they offered you their very best. Like, I am not really looking forward to the day when my daughter confronts me or my son confronts me about something that I failed them at from their perspective, but it is bound to happen because I'm not perfect. Everybody in every relationship will disappoint and to an extent even fail a person. So two things could be true at once. I could be trying my absolute best, but also that could be not what the person needed for that time. This is why forgiveness, grace, mercy, all those things exist. So that was a really quick sidebar. Another sidebar is if you are worried about blaming somebody and not taking ownership for your actions and you don't want to get stuck in that pattern, you are probably not the person that's going to get stuck in that pattern. Because people who blame other people for everything and never take responsibility, they are not even thinking, I don't want to think about my childhood, or I don't want to think about this because I don't want to appear as though I'm blaming somebody. That's not even a thought process in their heads. Okay. So really quick, two sidebars. Okay. So going back to childhood. So the reason why therapists ask about childhood is because so much originates in your childhood. How you learn to navigate through the world starts in your childhood from the lessons that your parents taught you. And here's the thing. A lot of you are waiting for permission you don't even need. Remember when you were maybe a preteen or a teenager and, you know, you were thinking back to like, yeah, okay, if I want to get something out the refrigerator, I got to ask my mama. And then one day you went to go ask your mama for a snack and your mama was like, girl, you know where it's at. Go make your own peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Girl, you know where it's at. Go grab it. And you was like, what? You already had permission to access everything you needed. You just didn't know it. It just, the realization didn't hit you that you already had permission. You already had access. And so we're stuck in limbo waiting for validation that we never received from a parent, a teacher, a person we looked up to as a child. And that's the reason why we don't access the permission that we already have. There are things that God freed us from that we're still holding ourselves accountable for or holding ourselves accountable to that are blocking us from our purpose. You still turning around, looking back, thinking that that thing holds you back. You looking to the left, thinking that you're held back because of this, but God broke those chains already. You just have to decide to walk. The most toxic statement that I have been guilty of in the past, but I do my best not to make statements like this or to think like this anymore. But the most toxic statement holding you back from living the life of freedom that God promised you, you ready? When I get to XYZ, then I will ABC. Or when this happens, then I'll. What's the when? What's the when, honey? Is it when you get that promotion? Is it when you move? Is it when you get married? Is it when you have kids? It's when you start your business? Like, how old are you? Life is literally happening in front of you. And there are a lot of people that fall into traps of depression because they're waiting for some magical moment to happen before they decide to start living. You already have access. You already have permission, but you're being held back by this mystical win. Why do you have to be married to do that thing? Why do you have to be an entrepreneur to do that thing? Why do you have to have kids to do that thing? Why do you have to fill in the blank before you can do the thing? Here's the truth. You don't have to. You don't have to. You have access right now. Life is happening before you right now. I will just almost guarantee that even in listening to this podcast episode, as we're talking about this, if you pause for a second and reflect, there's probably a thing that you've been promising yourself you were going to do. And now you turn around, a year has passed, 2 years have passed, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, even if it's, oh, getting together with a friend, calling a friend, whatever. You don't have to wait to live, okay? You don't have to wait. And for the people that are like, I need to discover my purpose, you only discover your purpose by walking forward. So stop delaying your purpose waiting for permission. I'm gonna say it again. Stop delaying your purpose waiting for permission. You already have permission. You have to take back your power in the permission. How many things are you missing out on because you're waiting for permission to start? What power have you given up in your refusal to respond? You know when there is a claim and they send you something in the mail or they send you something via email, like small claims court, something like that, and they tell you that you're entitled to certain compensation, but you access the compensation by exercising your power. You have to make your voice known and make it clear that you intend to pursue what is already yours. you will miss out on what is rightfully yours by sitting down waiting for permission. So what power have you relinquished today? What power have you given up today? What permission are you waiting for? You waiting for somebody to say you can? Okay, here it goes. You can do the thing waiting for a sign from God. This is your sign. Go. Take off. There's no excuses. This is the permission you've been waiting for. And just in case you like, God, I need you to make it a little clearer because she said this is a sign. I'm about to give you some more straight from his mouth, okay? Here's a list of things that you already have permission to do according to the word of God. To rest whenever you feel like you need it. Go to Psalm 23 and 2. To dominate in your field in the correct season. Go to Luke 10, 19. To be yourself because you have to know you're chosen. 1 Peter 2, 9. To generate wealth and leave legacy. Deuteronomy 8, 18. To create distance in toxic relationships. Psalm 1, 1. Proverbs 13, 20. To be your bold, audacious self in every environment. Proverbs 28 and 1. To do whatever God put on your heart to do. Philippians 4, 13. And the list goes on. You already have permission if you sit back and you think about it. And there's so many other examples and so many other scriptures. And the thing is, I just don't want life to pass you by because you're waiting for permission. You have permission. Take off. I just want to give you three really quick tips on how to kick off your permission era. Because I see you, I hear you, you are listening to this episode and you like, yeah, okay, you got me hyped, Dr. Sita. Okay, cool. But how now? How do I take off? How do I do the thing? All right, let's get into it. How to kick off your permission era. An era is a specific period of time defined by characteristics or features. It contains noteworthy events. And that's according to Oxford Languages. So first way, first step, first thing you need to do to kick off your permission era, examine. It's time to examine the choices that you've made that have gotten you here without shame. Shame is not allowed in this space. What power have you surrendered? What have you given up while you were waiting for permission? And I want you to really take some time and sit with these questions. Sit with them so that you can pull out what is in you and then you can make progress. And then the final question for E or examine is, where do you need to take action first? But you can't get to the action step until we go through the questions. So again, what power have you surrendered? What have you given up while you were waiting for permission? Where do you need to take action first? Then we get to the R of our permission era, and it's going to be release. A new era cannot begin until we release the old one. So how will you shake off the residue of the past so that you can show up very powerfully in the future? What habits, patterns, and beliefs need to shift in order for you to embrace the permission you already have? What weights do you need to release in order to move forward? And then the last step is to assert. Assert means to state a fact or to believe confidently. So in the final phase of our era, our permission era, it's time to assert yourself. Use the permission you already have. Step into the power God already gave you. Follow those gentle nudges and heart whispers from God showing you which way to walk. It's time to talk about what I've been loving. Product recommendations, shout outs to family and friends, and overall gratitude. Let's get into it. Welcome back to another What I've Been Loving. This week, what I've been loving is the bubble candle, okay? I've had this bubble candle sitting for a long time, but I finally got into burning it, and I just think it's cute, okay? I really think it's cute. This summer, I plan to make bubble candles with my kids because I toppled into Hobby Lobby and I saw that they have candle making kits and they have a bubble mold. I'm going to grab that mold and make a bubble candle. I'm slightly intimidated, but we do not let fear stop us because, again, we already have access. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, share the love. Share with your mama, share with your auntie, and share with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you today. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.